Yeah. This is where Rabbi Akiva ends off with the bracha, brachat Hashem, Gal Yisrael. You know, as Rambam says, "Final the Avdinik Rabbi Akiva lemaisla locha." Even though it's a machlokes in the Mishnah, Rabbi Tafan and Rabbi Akiva, we hold on Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because the klal is we pass on Rabbi Akiva mechavei roi. If somebody else is arguing on Rabbi Akiva, we always pass on Rabbi Akiva. But not if two people are arguing on him. So Chodor Rambam asked the kasha that we had a Tanakama that first says. The Tanakhama first says, V'chaisem begula. Yend off begula. Then it says, Rabtafen noin mashe golanu. So the Churat's mashma, Tanakhama and Rabtafen are both saying the same thing. You only make a bracha rishayna. And Rav Kiva is the only one that says you have to make a bracha achrayna also. So Churat should be two connected one. So Shbam says no. The Tanakhama doesn't say clear what he holds. He just says, Tanakhama, V'chaisem begula. You have to end off making a bracha on the gula, on the nisim. What bracha do you make? He doesn't say. That's the machlokes. He left it up to the machlokes between Rabbi Tafan and Rabbi Akiva. So the only one that argues on Rabbi Akiva is only Rabbi Tafan. So that's the klal we pass to Rabbi Akiva, but Mokim is only one person arguing on him. So that's our minig that we make the bracha like Rabbi Akiva says. Yeah. So to Gemara. That says also the same thing. That's an akama le pirish kate said a pligi will say Rabbi Tafan and Rabbi Akiva. So only machlokes Rabbi Tafan and Rabbi Akiva what to do. So he said, the fikach anachnu that yeshayim we say sheva hoydois, seven different hoydois here, but lo yoyse keneged zayin rikiyim. Keneged seven different rikiyas. In the shemayim, we say loshen a seven shvachas here. So the Gemara, Omar Rava, sorach sheyayim, you have to also say, v'yoysonu hoytzi misham. You also have to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. That's what you have to hear also. So on this reel, the Maram Chavos says his pshat. That Rav is coming to add this pshat that we said before. That really, it's a kasha. How could we make a bracha on the nisim? The nisim didn't happen to us. These are nisim that happened to our fathers that went out of Mitzrayim. And the klal is usually a ness. You can't make a ness what happened to somebody else. At most, only to your father, but not before that. So how come here we make a bracha? So that's what Rav is adding to. Adding, v'sarach shemeh v'yoysonu hoitzi misham. That we also have to speak out that Hashem took us out also of Mitzrayim. Therefore, we can make this bracha asher golanu. We can make the bracha on the nisim, and we can say the hallow. Omar Rav, matzah tzorech lagbiya. As b'shas we say, by the gimel dvorim, matzah, we say matzah, you have to pick up the matzah. It's a mitzvah to pick up the matzah like we do. Let's pick up the matzah. Umorer tzorech lagbiya. When you say morer, you're also supposed to pick up the morer. When we say Pesach, ain't tzorach lagbiya. You don't have to pick up the basar when we say the Lashon Pesach. For lo yoid, and not only this, that you don't have to pick it up, if you would pick it up, it's like an averim. Because if when we say Pesach ze ashuma Hashem shepesach, if we'll pick up this meat, it's mashma, we're saying to this meat, you're the Korban Pesach. This is the meat that I was makdish l'shem Korban Pesach. And b'zman hazeh, we don't have a base of mikdish, you're not allowed to do it. So it looked like if you're eating kodshim achutz. So not only shouldn't you do it, but l'chur, you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to pick up the matzah by itself, the basar by itself. That's what Mefarshim say, even though before we had, that when you install like the karam, like right after we make kiddush, so then you take away the karam, we pick up the whole karam, or else when we say, we pick up the whole karam, that's all right. You pick up the whole plate together, even though the basar is on it, that's not showing you're pointing to the basar, you want saying this is a Korban Pesach. It's only here, just to pick up the meat by itself and to say, Pesach there would be mashmi, you're making it for carbon. You're making it a hegdish. But stand to pick up the whole plate together, that would be alright. The Shvam says, Yisorah like Bia, Kishoyim a matzah zu, Shana Weichlim, or Moro zeh, Shana Weichlim. You have to show it to everybody at the table, everybody sitting around you. V'techavev mitzvah b'neim, and they should come to love the mitzvah. Like you're talking about now the matzah, this is the matzah, we're going to do the mitzvah with it soon, pick it up and show everybody, this is the matzah. When we're saying that God, when we say matzah zu, there's this Indian to pick up the matzah. When we say the morrow, pick up the morrow also to show everybody, this is the morrow we're going to do the mitzvah with soon. So we have on the plate, is ein zorch like bia kishoy nem pesach shoy vsen oichlem vol yak bia bos shoy zech le pesach don't pick up the shank bone that you have zech with the korban pesach because it looks like you're making it hegdish now and you didn't hegdish bachutz it's no good so tomorrow Omer Ravacho Bar Yaakov Suma Potter Miloimer Hagoda. He holds a Suma, blind person, is Potter from the mitzvah of Sipis Yisrael. He's Potter saying the Hagoda. Why? Ksiv Hoch, here the Pasuk says, Barvu Zeh. That we have Vigara Tol Abincha, Bayomu Leimor, Barvu Zeh. Because of this, also Shem Libes Yisrael Mitzrayim, and gradually the Pasuk right before is about, spoke about Matzos Yeyochel, you should eat Matzos 7 days, and then it says Vigara Tol Abincha. Because Mashma, the Indian of Sapir, of saying that God, the face of the night, is totally with the matzah, and the Pasuk says, Bavur Zeh. Now it says, Bavur Zeh, it's Rekzer Shavam, Uksiv Hosim. By the Pasha of Seir Murur, it also says, Beneinu Zeh. It says, somebody has a son that's a Seir Murur, you bring him to the Bezdin, and they say, Beneinu Zeh, this son. Now we dashing over there, Malahal, just like by the Pasha of Ben Seir Murur, Prat Lesuma. If the father is a Suma of a blind person, he can't point to his son and say, "Beneinu Zeh, this is my son that's so bad to me." If he can't point him, there's no inyan of Suramur. Even if the son is so bad and does all the other to know him, or if the father is blind, there's no inyan of a ben Suramur. Because he can't say, "Beneinu Zeh," you can't pick him up and point him. This one you can't see. His Zechura Halt Rav Acha by Yaakov, it's Xerah Shavam, that Afkan, here also Pesach by night. Prat Lesumin. The Pasuk says, Bavur Zeh means you have to be able to, like, point to the matzah. You have to be able to pick up the matzah and say, this is the matzah that I'm doing the mitzvah with. Barvur Zeh. At the Pasuk before, the matzah is Yochel Eshivas Yomim. Then you say, Barvur Zeh. You have to be able to point to the matzah, to the morrow, to the pesach, to the matzah. That's the chiyuv. But if you're blind, you can't point, you can't see it, you're potter from saying that godam. And who would then, according to the Svar Lechura, you're potter from eating matzah also. Hey, there's a Tanai here, you have to be able to say, Barvur Zeh means, you have to be able to hold up the matzah, like point and see it. This is the matzah I'm doing the mitzvah with. And a blind person can't do it. So Rav Acha holds that he's potter from saying that God. Furthermore, Eini, it's not like that. For Yoma Mareima said, Sha'atinu l'rabbonim the very Rabbi Yosef. I asked the question to the Talmidim that were in Rabbi Yosef's yeshiva. I asked them, Man the Yoma Garata, they Rabbi Yosef. Who said the Haggadah by your yeshiva, Rabbi Yosef? Mashal the Gemara, only one person said the Haggadah, and everybody was Yosef with Shmiya, everybody heard. Like, here, who was the Baal Haggadah? Who led the Seder? Or Musa Tamidim answered back, Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef led the Seder, he led the Seder, he was the Baal Haggadah. Now, Rabbi Yosef was blind. This is the Kasha after he said the Haggadah, and be mercy everybody else. If you say, assume a blind person is potter from the Haggadah, he can't be mercy everybody else. Right, another question he asked, in the Rav Sheshes Yeshiva, who said the Haggadah by the Seder? Omru, they answered back, Rav Sheshes, the Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Sheshes himself, he was the one that said the Haggadah. And the Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef were both blind. That's the Kasha. How could they say the Haggadah? To be mercy everybody else, Yudei Chavoson, according to Rav Acha, if you hold a blind person as potter, they can't say it. And for the Gemara, you have to say, Kesava Rabbonin, Rav Acha has told that Matzah Bezman Ezed Rabbonin. That the mitzvah teeth matzah bezman is there b'chal is only with rabbanon ain't chanami. As the ikka mitzvah matzah he holds only bezman is a korban pesach. Like he doesn't know from the pasuk ve'erev teichlo matzah the way we do. There's a special mitzvah teeth matzah by leil pesach even though we don't have the korban pesach. He holds no. There's ikka chiyuv is only al matzah sumrorim yachluhu. That means bezman you have the korban pesach. Then there's the mitzvah teeth the matzah the morin and the korban pesach. But Bezman has said that there's no Pesach and Echnami. There's no mitzvah matzah and Echnami. There's no mitzvah Godah either. So Mela, that's why it was good why Rosh Sheshis or Rabbi Yosef could say that Godah. Because since it's only a Chiv Midrabbanan anyway, so Mashra Midrabbanan the Sumi is Mechiv in saying that Godah. So therefore, they could be Mitzvah the Rabbi. So that's what we're saying. Sova Rabbanan, Matzah Bezman has said the Rabbanan. Mechlal Drabacha by Yaakov Sova, Matzah Bezman has said the Araisa. But Rav Acha b'Yaakov that said no, Sumer is Potter, notice he can't say that Godah, Mash Rav Acha b'Yaakov holds that Matzah Bezman Hazeh is the Araisa. And the Melech could divide up the two things. Even though we don't have a current Pesach today, there's no Pesach, but the Matzah, the Mitzvah Sifas Yis Mishraim, that is me the Araisa. Therefore Rav Acha had to say a statement that a Sumer, a blind person, he's Potter from the Godah, he's Potter from eating the Matzah, therefore he can't be Mitzvah the Rabbin. For the Gemara, for Rav Acha b'Yaakov,
Ravachab Yaakov, he's the one, who do you mean? He's the one that says, Matzah b'zman hazeh the Rabbonin. He's the one that holds, no, the chi of teet matzah today is only mid the Rabbonin. He sees that matzah is totally in the Korban Pesach. B'zman hazeh, there's no Korban Pesach, there's no chi of teet matzah. So back to Kasha then. If b'zman is there, the whole chi is only mid the Rabbonin, so then why can't the Sumer, like, say the Agoda? I, he's put them in the Raisa, so what? But the Chura and the Rabbonin, though, let him be mighty everybody else. And if the Gemara, that's not so shver. Kisava, Ravacha, B'Yakov holds that called the Tikkun Rabbonin, he ain't the Raisa Tikkun. Whenever the Rabbonin came and made a mitzvah, the Rabbonin made the mitzvahs like the mitzvah was the Raisa. So that we eat matzah today is only with the Rabbonin true. But the Rabbonin made the mitzvah matzah like it was bisman there was the Korban Pesach. So just like when there was the Korban Pesach, Ravacha Dashin's, Baravu is there. You have to be able to see the matzah. You have to be able to point and see the matzah. Then you have a chiyuv to eat the matzah. But a sumah, a blind person, is potter from the agoda, potter from the matzah. So b'zman is there also that the chiyuv to eat matzah, according to Rav Acha b'Yakov, is only midrabbanan. The rabbanan were also masakin. This mitzvah should be like it was midiraisim. So just like b'zman the base of midrash, a sumah was potter from matzah. Who adim b'zman is there also a sumah is potter from matzah. That's what Rav Acha b'Yakov has to say, that a sumah is potter from the agoda, potter from matzah. So the more l'Rav Sheshes over Rav Yosef Nami for the more Kasha and Sheshes and Rav Yosef, how did they say that God? How would they mercy everybody else? Havad they called the token Rabbon and candy rice a tikkun. The Chur, if they hold the Gravacha by Yaakov, if they hold that a sum is potter from the mitzvah. So what do you want to answer? That they hold that this man is there matzah and that our God was also only mid the Rabbonin. So about this only mid the Rabbonin, therefore they held that even though they're blind, they could be mercy other people. For the Gemara Kasha though, but the Chur of Acha b'Yakov is saying a good svara. Even if you want to say matzah is only with the Rabbanan today, but the Rabbanan were masakim matzah today the same way it was the Zman the Beis Hamikdash was kayim. Therefore, a suma that was potter then is potter now also. So, Masha from the Gemara, if you're potter from matzah and bavruzeh, you're potter from v'yagarto, you're potter from that godon. So, your suma, Rabbi Yosef Rashesh, is the Kasha. How were you able to say that godon to be mighty everybody by your seder? The Chur, you're potter. So even it's only a chiv with the Rabbanim today, but even in the Rabbanim the klal should be, the Rabbanim were only misakin like it was in the Raises. So in the Raises, if a sumer is potter, they should not be allowed to say that God for everybody else. So Gemara answers this, the maskonim. Hochi hashta, what's ratsushto, one is not like the other one. Now, in other words, Rosh Hashanah and Rabbi Yosef argue completely on Rav Acha b'Yaakov. And they both hold no. A sumah is mechuyiv in the Pesach b'nayin. He's mechuyiv in matzah, he's mechuyiv in yagoda, and that's the way we hold. Why? Bishleim also, bishleim we understand by ben seru marir, midhevole le michtav b'neinu hu. The passage you should have said, the father comes to complain to Bezin and say, b'neinu hu, he's my son. Oksiv b'neinu zeh, but the passage says instead of hu, it says the word zeh, Shema Mina comes to teach you something, that you have to be able to see your son and point to your son and say, yes, this is my son, he's the Ben Sarah Murrah. Then there's a Pasha of Sarah Murrah. Prat Lusumin, Mashenkein, somebody that's blind, that can't say, this is my son, you can't see him, there's no Din Ben Sarah Murrah. So Prat Lusumin Hu Diyosa. That's why we understand by Ben Sarah Murrah it's true. If the father is blind, there's no Pasha of Ben Sarah Murrah. Aval Hocho, Mashenkein here. By the mitzvah sipisius mitzrayim, vi gadot levincha b'yamu, leim b'avruzer, as goes on the possible for also of matzah, that the Torah says b'avruzer here, it doesn't come to exclude a suma, a blind person. Avalokom, ilav b'avruzer, like it's not extra here, the word zer, like it's not the shortest extra, ilav, if not for the Torah saying b'avruzer, my lichtav, what else could the Torah said? The Torah had to say b'avruzer, it means say, ala b'avur, matzah umor hudiyosa. The Pasuk is saying, we spoke about before the union of matzah. The Pasuk is saying now, tell your son that Bavur Zeh, like Rashi says, because of the mitzvahs that we are doing, Hashem did this to us. So Mele, Bavur Zeh is not extra. It's coming to explain to us what's Bavur, because of why was the Yetzias Mitzrayim, because of these mitzvahs that we did. So here the word Zeh is not extra. So therefore here, Avada, we hold, Bavur Zeh, Mele, Mikhtav, Ele, Bavur, Matzah, Umar, Hu, Diyosah. That all sippis, Yis Mitzrayim comes because of these mitzvahs of the Matzah Morer. Therefore, Asume is Mechuyiv in the mitzvahs Matzah Morer. The Miri adds on to it that also that a matzah is in front of you, even a Suma could really pick up the matzah and say Matzah Zeh. Like if he feels the matzah, he could pick it up and say Matzah Zeh. So here, Avad Asume is in the Pasha of mitzvahs Matzah, and he is in the Pasha of sippis, Yis Mitzrayim, and therefore it was good why Rosh Hashanah
and Rabbi Yosef, they both said the Agada to everybody in the yeshiva. They were mostly everybody else. Because of Adam, that's the locha, that Asuma is mechuyiv in these mitzvahs of matzah and stiklis yis mitzrayim. Therefore, we have a chiyuv to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As once we said, there's a chayiv adam liros hasatzmoy. You have to see yourself as if you mamish went out freed. So now you have to thank, give these seven l'shenis of shvach back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Mar Amar Rav Chizda, Amar Rav Yechidin, Haleluka. That when we ever say the word Haleluka, or else what then, or the case ka, we have an apostic in the Shemais Yud Bein that says the case ka, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, the case ka, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kisei, you know. So it's a question, is it two words or one word? The Yedidya, there's another word also in Shmuel that says Yedidya. Izach HaSein, Rav Chizda holds all these words are one word. No, it's not really, we don't have to say, according to Rav Chizda, you don't have to say Hallelujah. He can say Hallelujah. Because it's one word. It's not like Hallel Hashem. It's one word, Hallelujah. It's the thing, the case, ko. You don't have to say yo, ko. You say the kiss yo. It's like one word. Or if you did yo, he holds this one word. It's not two words. It's not you did ko, Hashem's name. It's one word. So it's called Chayel. You can say it Hallelujah. You can say it according to Rav Chizda. Rashbam's over here on Amr Aleph here. The little big lines here. Achasein means, before that, Yahaluya. Teva achasein, according to Rav Chizda, Kamoi Hillel. It's like Lashon plural, a lot of praises to Hashem. And the same thing, or Kamoi Kain, Kois Ko, is one word. Yedidya, the Pasuk says, Vayikra Shema Yedidya. Nosan Anovi Kora Kain Lishloimai. Hey, it's the Novi Nosan called Shloimai Melech, the Lashon Yedidya. So, Rav Chizda holds this one word, it's not called Hashem's name, you can say it out. Rav Omer Rav says, we have it in the Torah. We have those two words: the case ko, and he also umarchiv ko. We have it also in Halo. We say v'amerchav ko. We have it for two words. V'amerchav ko. He says it's one word. V'amerchav yo. It's like one word. He has achasein. It's one word. It's not two words like we have it. V'amerchav ko. That Kodesh Baruch Hu spread us out. Hachorves ha'yad. No, it means one word. It doesn't mean Hashem's name. Rabbi Rama Rabbi says. Machavya vilvad. Only this word, machavya, he holds as one word. Not the way we have it, ba'merchav ko, but he holds that's one word. But mashmu, the other words, he's made that halalu ko is really halalu and ko. And what did the case, ko, it's two separate words. Mori boy lahu. Merchav ko, l'rav chizdamai. Rav Chizda only said that halalu ko and kisuyko, yudidya is one. He didn't talk about the word merchav ko. What would he hold by Merchav Ko? Would he hold this two or one? The Marateka, we have in doubt, we're not sure. What Rav Chizda would hold the word is, by Merchav Ko, is it one word or two words? Iboy Luhu, Yedidya L'Rav Mai, what would Rav say about Yedidya? His Rav just says that Kais Ko and Machavya is one. But it didn't say about the word Yedidya. What does Rav hold about Yedidya? Is he coming to just add on to Rav Chizda? Or is he coming to argue on Rav Chizda? Toshima, come and bring your Raya. The Yomar Rav, Yedidya, according to you should say Yedid and Ko, Nechlak Lishnayim. That Rav holds no, the two different words. Nos and Kol, Shlaya Melech, Yedid Ko. You're a friend of a Kodesh Baruch, Hashem loves you. That's the word, not one word Yedid, but Yedid Ko. Lefikach, therefore, Yedid is Choyl, like you love him, that's Choyl, that's not Hashem's name. Or the Ko is Kurdish, that's Hashem's name, you have to be careful how you say it. Iboilu. Haluka l'Rav Mai. What does Rav know about Haluka? Hey, Rav only said that Kosko and Machev, Yav Merchav Yo is one. He didn't say about the word Haluka. So what does Rav hold about the word Haluka? Toshma, the Yomer Rav. Rav says, Chazino Tile de Bechaviva. I saw the Tehillim of by Bechaviva. That was his uncle. Rashi Doido Rebchia, his uncle Rebchia. The cost of Bu, his Tilim was written like this. Halalu b'chad gisa. The word halalu was on one line. V'ko b'chad gisa. And the end, it wasn't written together halalu ko. It was written halalu and then ko. So you see clearly that what the Rav holds is called two separate words. Every halalu ko is really Hashem's name. And that's what he's supposed to say, halalu ko. You should not say the word out, hallelujah. You should say them halalu ko, because ko is Hashem's name. It's like halel, halalu to Hashem. So the Gemara Opligi the Rabbi Shur ben Levi and Rav Agzon the Rabbi Shur ben Levi. The Yom Rabbi Shur ben Levi. My Halaluka. What does the word mean? Haluka. Haleluhu behelulim harbi. He holds this one word. It's not two words. Haleluka. It's Hallelujah. That we're saying it means the lashon plural. A lot of praises. We're giving a lot of praises. But Hallelujah, according to Rabbi Shur ben Levi, is only one word. Then you would be allowed to say it out. It's not Hashem's name. It's Hallelujah. A lot of praises. So the more pligi the day of the day. Really, there's a stira now in Rabbi Shur ben Levi himself. The Yom Rabbi Shur ben Levi. Rabbi Shur ben Levi said that Biasora my mora shall shvach nema sefer tilim. In sefer tilim, we find 10 different words of lashonis of shvach and sefer tilim. One word is benitzuch, betzuach, benigun, bemaskil, bemizmor, beshir, beashrei, betehila, betfila, behoido, ubahaluka. These are 10 different lashonis we have, lashon shvach and sefer tilim. Now, Rabbi Shur ben Levi says, what's the greatest lashon shvach? Says, Godu mikulam haluka. The greatest lashon shvach is the word haluka. Why? She'koilol shame u'shvach v'basachis. In this one word, haluka, you have two things. Halo means praising Hashem, and ko means to Hashem. So you see, Rabbi Shur ben Levi holds that haluka is made up of two words. Haluka. That's why this is the greatest praise, this word. Because in this word, you're saying Hashem's name, and you're also giving Him praise. Like it's two things, two in one. You're giving shvach to Hashem. So you see, Rabbi Shur ben Levi holds that haluka is two words. Haluka. So if we shall we say haluka? That's the way our minig is. That's the way the minig is that we say haluka. Om Rav Yudah Mashmuel. Shir Sheva Torah Moshe V'Yisrael Amru. The shir that says in the Torah is Oz Yashir, so who said it? Moshe and Klal Yisrael said it. B'shoa Sholom Min Hayom. That's Peter. Hey, they said the Oz Yashir, B'shoa Klal Yisrael went out of the Yam, they got freed from the Yam, that's when they said the Oz Yashir. V'halo Zel Miyomru. Who said Hallel? That's when we say Pesach B'nayit by Yitzias Mishraim, but Pesach, we say Hallel. Who made up Hallel? That's Nevi'im Shebenayim Teknu. That's the Takonis from the Nevi'im. Lem li Yisrael sheyiu oimrim oisoi al koperik operik biakotzor betzorish letover leim. That's a tikkun of Nevi'im, that whenever Klal Yisrael had a tzorah, something bad happened to them, and Hashem saved them. It's like Loshen Sogi Nor, like we're saying this, that nothing bad should happen to us. It's al koperik operik, any special times. Biakotzor betzor, any bad times. Shletover leim, that should not come upon us. Well, it just means that Lu Yitzir did come upon us. And when we got freed from that tzor, when Hashem saved us and made the nest that He freed us, that's this mitzvah takonah from the Nevi'im to say hallel. That's on the Chanukah by Purim. After we have that tzor of the nest of Chanukah in Purim, it's a mitzvah from takonah to Nevi'im to say hallel. And such a nest that happened to Gans Klal Yisrael, there's a mitzvah to say hallel. So the Nevi'im will misak in the Zach. Mashenkim, the Oz Yashir, that Moshe Rabbeinu, when the Klal Yisrael said, B'shach Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Rishpam says, Moshe Yisrael Klayma, B'yaisa, by Oz Yashir, Pshitalon, the Moshe Yisrael, B'yaisa, Shah Shalom and Ayam Tiknu, L'yhoyu Muktim Lechein, it wasn't said before them. Aval Halel, the Rosh Hashanah, Yom Tov, and Mi Tiknu. We have a suffix, that we say Halel, Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Chodesh. And Yom Tov, who is Masakin it? So we said the Nevi'im was Sakin it. Rishpam said, like, Lishtam al yinok, klaimam, shim chas v'sholom teitzara lehim. If sometimes bad things happen to Klal Yisrael, v'yashiyo mimenu, when Hashem saved us from it, oimer oisa agulosa. We say halal after we were freed. Kagoyin chanukah, like by chanukah, we say halal. Moratani hoi rameya oimer, kol tishbochoi sa amuras besefetilim. Anytime it says loshen tishbochoi sin sefetilim, kulam dovid omrim. Dovid amelach was one that said it. Rishpam says it means alam oiras sheiru. All the bad things that happened to him when he got free from it, he said tishbochos back to Hashem. Shenema the pasuk says kolo tfilos David ben Yishai. Now it ended the tfilos of David ben Yishai. Is al tikru kolu? Don't read the word kolu. It ended now. Ela means kol elu. All these that David HaMelech said. As all the tishbochos, all the praises and sefer tilim, David HaMelech was the one that said it. Kol elu tfilos. All these tfilos he said it. But the mara halo zeh miyamru. That day we say Hallel. Who was the one who was second Hallel? So Rashi says Hallel Zim. The Sefer Tilim Shano Oimrim Al Kol Perik Kaperik. That day we say Hallel at the Chanukah and Purim. Who was the second this Hallel? Who said it? is Reb Yosi Yomer, that the laws of Bnei Yomer, laws of Bnei told me, said over him, Moshe of Yisrael Amru, that Moshe Rabbeinu and Klai Yisrael were the first one to say Hallel. When? Bishor Sholem in a Yam. Because right after they went out of the Yam, after Kriyas Yamsif, not only did they say Oz Yashir, but they also said Hallel also. V'chalukim olav chaveruv. And the other chaverim amachuluk on him, loimer, shedavad amru. No, Moshe and Klai Yisrael did not say Hallel then. The first one to say Hallel was David HaMelech. Zokte v'nirin devorav midivrayim. And I like better what we're saying, like, rather than what they're saying. It's better like we're saying that Moshe Rabbeinu said it first, rather than what they're saying, it was David HaMelech the first one to say it. Why? Because Efshe Yisrael, shechotu es pischeim, v'notu levayim, v'yar moshiro. Like it's possible when Klai Yisrael, after Yitzias Mitzrayim, all the years in the Midbar, when they had the Korban Pesach, when they did, or they did the Lulav, it's possible they didn't say Shira, not the Sroa Pshutam. That since they're so happy about the Nisim, what happened, Pshita they said Shira, they said Hallel then. So it wasn't David HaMelech the first one to say it and say Fetilim, but rather was said way before, Moshe Rabbeinu with Klai Yisrael, Pshita said Shira then also, said Hallel then also. Dov Racher, Psoloi Shal Micho, Oimei de Bechi, his the psul the pesel shomicho was there, the Yisrael oimrim is halal, and Klai Yisrael should be able to say halal. In other words, that Rashbam says in halal we talk about, that Rashbam says that psul shomicho oimrim bebechi means b'yisumokim in that place to be made David hoya. It was in time of David dichsiv bei ad glois koloritz. So now, How could we be misakin halal that says kimo yim yoyseim betimia? That is it possible that like David HaMelech made such a tefillah about the Oved Avodah Zarah when they had the micha then in his times? Elavadoi al hayam number. Now pshita they said halal already before by the yam. Veshuv leposek, and then it did stop. Like we had halal already was said by Moshe Rabbeinu with Klai Yisrael the shas the yitzias the kriyas yamsim.
All right, we'll stop here.